Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. And they said, We cannot, until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. And thou saidst, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And they said unto them, We cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said, That there was no harlot in this place. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And we said unto my lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And we said, We cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth. And they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, Set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make an atonement for him, and one-tenth deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God, to do less or more. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord, to do either good or bad of mine own mind. But what the Lord saith, that will I speak. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs, with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. But if he cannot declare it me, then shall he give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. And they said unto him, Put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he assayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do. For evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither. For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth he devise means, that his banished be not expelled from him. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. But who is able to build him an house, seeing the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I, then, that I should build him an house, save only to burn sacrifice before him? Will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, Thus saith God, Why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken the Lord, he hath also forsaken you. O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before thee because of this. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. But as for you all, do ye return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. He hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my paths. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx, or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. If the men of my tabernacle said not, Oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. They are joined one to another, they stick together, that they cannot be sundered. The flakes of his flesh are joined together. They are firm in themselves, they cannot be moved. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold, the spear, the dart, nor the habergeon. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. A Song of Degrees. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. For three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him. Who can tell him? Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. They have not known nor understood, for he has shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth with thirst. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence, which hath placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. And shall say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Even so will I break this people and this city, as one breaketh a potter's vessel that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet, till there be no place to bury. Then said the Lord unto me, What seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, Figs. the good figs very good, and the evil very evil that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. And as the evil figs which cannot be eaten, they are so evil, surely thus saith the Lord, so will I give Zedekiah the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt, saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. They shall cut down her forest, saith the Lord, though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the grasshoppers, and are innumerable. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings. They are faint-hearted, there is sorrow on the sea, it cannot be quiet. He hath hedged me about, and I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. They hunt our steps, that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, for our end is come. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Not two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. And they answered Jesus and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. Divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter. And he saith unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? And they answered and said unto Jesus, We cannot tell. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Nevertheless, I must walk today, and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So likewise whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. What manner of saying is this that he said, Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come? Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? If he call them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, Whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. They said, therefore, What is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. What shall we do with these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.